You've heard all this talk about green shoots and the economy's recovering and don't stop the recovery and all this. Well, he goes on CNBC, James Bullard, Federal Reserve President of St. Louis. There's Federal Reserves all around the country in San Francisco, St. Louis, Richmond, New York, several cities around the country, so the Federal Reserve can keep a pulse on the regional economies of the country. He's on CNBC, and he says this exact quote, quantitative easing is our best bet. And they're talking in terms of getting the economy going. Quantitative easing means money printing. That's an official term by the Federal Reserve, quantitative easing. He's saying that money printing is our best bet. I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe this. And he's also saying that we need inflation. Now, have you ever in your life heard a Federal Reserve president, you know he's not, you know, off the reservation here, a Federal Reserve president talking around a table of financial people at CNBC and saying, we need to have inflation. We need inflation. That's our best bet. Well, think about it, George. They have got interest rates to 0 to 0.25%. They're virtually zero. So they can't lower interest rates anymore.
No.
They really have only one tool in their toolbox, and that is to buy the debt of bankers and quantitative ease. For example, they spent $1.7 trillion buying the mistakes in debt of bankers. They bought a debt from Fannie and Freddie,
yep.
And now they're talking about doing it all over again. The economy's in such terrible shape, they're talking about money printing, and I think it's a way to get the public ready for, oh, yeah, this is what was supposed to happen. We'll print money.
Yeah,
we'll just print.
I think the next shoe is going to fall, and it's going to fall big time.
Well, there's a guy I wanted to talk about my most recent post. Everybody wants to know when is this going to happen? Finally, we have some focus. I did a piece called When Will Financial Armageddon Begin? And the reason why I used that term, financial Armageddon, because that's the term that was used by a respected Ivy League-trained economist, John Williams. Just so your people know this, I use John Williams all the time. And the reason why is he takes raw data and he rebuilds the inflation rate or the unemployment rate or the GDP, gross domestic product rate, the way it was done before all the gimmicks and the distortions they put in there. For example, unemployment, if done the way Bureau of Labor Statistics did it before 94, we'd have a 21.7 unemployment rate. If you did inflation the way it was done in 1980, before all the gimmicks, the inflation rate is 8.4%. When I first met him, I was a correspondent at CNN,
mm-hmm.
And he tells me we have a severe recession coming. This is in 2008. This is before it was revealed all the banks were in trouble and needed to be bailed out. They were telling us the subprime was going to be contained. Oh, no, economy. The president of the United States, George Bush, 43, saying, hey, we have a strong economy. I don't know how you could categorize anything about the economy of what we have now, anything other than a severe recession. That's exactly what Williams said.
Absolutely.
Now, Williams also told me a couple of years ago we were going to have a hyperinflationary depression. That's where your money just vaporizes. He said the window's 10 years. A year ago, he said it was, I'm going to revise my forecast. It's 5 years. Last Friday, he said, I've got an addendum to that forecast. And he says, the timing of the looming U.S. financial Armageddon is coming into better focus, with increasingly high risk of it breaking within the next 6 months to a year. We're talking financial Armageddon within 6 months to a year. What's coming to focus? How about the unemployment numbers that came out last week? Way below consensus, way more jobs lost, way less jobs created below the consensus. Payrolls fell 131,000. On top of that, they revised the number from the month before that said we really lost 221,000 jobs instead of 125,000 jobs.
And what about houses teetering on foreclosure?
Oh, we have 19 million empty houses. We're looking. We had a record foreclosure rate last year. It looks like we're going to get close, if not top that, with another 3.8 million houses this year.